Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Kenny Omega mocking the CM Punk situation last night on Dynamite. Plus, an AEW champion is stripped of their title and WWE signs a Netflix star. For Thursday, November 24th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Right at the end of picture in picture, it looked bleak for the Elite. But now, oh, look at Omega just biting the arms.
Kenny Pack. That's Kenny. I've never seen Kenny do something like that.
Referee's warning him. Sometimes in a fight, you got to bite.
I know, but for Omega.
Yep, that was Kenny Omega biting Pack during their Trios Best of Seven match last night on AEW Dynamite. It was the second in their series of the Elite versus Death Triangle. And midway through the match, Kenny Omega not only used CM Punk's go to sleep, complete with the go to sleep taunt as well, but he, as you heard there, gave Pac a bite on the arm, referencing former AEW producer Ace Steele, who reportedly bit Omega on his arm during the All Out backstage altercation. It's been so long since we talked about that. Hilariously, right, earlier in the day, Kenny Omega spoke with SportsIllustrated.com about the CM Punk situation and said, "I encourage people to move away from it because there's no information to be released. Though I cannot talk about it, I do want the fans to know I still want the best for pro wrestling. This isn't Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks against CM Punk. It is people trying to show off their craft. You can boo Kenny Omega or the Young Bucks or CM Punk, but I hope people don't forget we're human beings struggling to show our art." I love that. I encourage people to move away from it, but here's me biting Pac during the match, referencing the thing I'm asking people to move away from. Last night on Dynamite as well, we saw the return of the faction consisting of Brody King, Buddy Matthews, and Malakai Black. The House of Black are back. They attacked Best Friends and the Factory, as well as a security guard as part of their return bit. Good to see them back in the mix. Malakai Black took some time away from the world of wrestling recently to deal with some issues behind the scenes. And there was some speculation of whether he would be back at all. Well, that should put paid to said speculation. On Dynamite as well, we also had MJF's first title opponent confirmed in Ricky Starks. He won the Eliminator tournament, beating Ethan Page in the finals, and he will face MJF on December the 14th at AEW Dynamite. Winter is coming. And a major development regarding the AEW Women's Championship. Renee Paquette revealed that due to the extent of her injuries, Thunder Rosa is relinquishing the Women's Championship. She is stripped of the title, and therefore Jamie Hayter becomes the lineal AEW Women's Champion. She is interim no more. And they also added at the end of a six-woman three-way tag match that was on Dynamite last night, they also added that Tony Storm's reign would be recognized as an official AEW title reign as well, pending owing to the circumstances around it. So congratulations to Jamie Hayter, who last night officially became the AEW Women's World Champion.
Thank you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fightful Select, we're doing some digging on Scorpio Sky. We haven't seen him for about 5 months. Last time we saw him, he was losing the AEW World TNT Championship to Wardlow on the Dynamite episode on July the 6th. Now, Scorpio's been dealing with a leg injury in the months that led to him stepping away, and that put him on the shelf indefinitely. Fightful Select has learned that Scorpio Sky has been cleared for quite some time and has been eligible for an in-ring return. However, thus far, no creative plans for him have been put forward. He was, interestingly, at an episode of Dynamite over the summer where he filmed some content. However, it didn't end up airing. Not quite sure what the holdup is. I guess they've got a lot of cards in the pack right now, as Anthony Ogogo and I talked about on a recent episode of Desert Island Graps. It could be a case, just quite a few people around at the moment. They want to try and make some space before they do any more. Also on Dynamite last night, I forgot to mention this in the opening. Top Flight and FTR had themselves a confrontation, a very friendly one. They had nice things to say about one another. And in response, Top Flight said they think they deserve a shot at the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships. FTR agreed, and the match has been set for AEW Rampage on Friday. It's Top Flight and FTR. They're going to have some fun, aren't they? Oh, they're going to have some fun. Hey, talking of a great bit of business, Pro Wrestling Noah confirms that the Great Muta will team with Sting and Darby Allin in his retirement match on Sunday, January the 22nd, 2023. The event called Great Muta Final Bye Bye will feature Sting, Darby Allin, and Muta in a six-man tag team match. Opponents yet to be revealed. Now, we've seen Muta, Darby Allin, and Sting working together. They came to the aid. Muta came to the aid of Darby Allin and Sting during a match with the House of Black recently, which was good to see. So whether maybe they roll that back again, maybe they do. Sting has said to Sports Illustrated that he wants Darby Allin involved in Muta's final match, and that is now happening. January looking to be an interesting month for not just Great Muta, as it's his final month in wrestling, but for Pro Wrestling Noah, because just a few weeks before that, they are presenting a show that will feature WWE star Shinsuke Nakamura. Tell you what, the Forbidden Door is going to be flying off its hinges in 2023. I have a feeling in my waters it is. And finally, WWE has officially signed Gabby Butler. Now, if you watch the Netflix show Cheer, you'll know what Gabby Butler is all about. The competitive cheerleader that very much became a focus of the show for quite some time. She told People magazine in an interview that she signed with WWE shortly after attending the SummerSlam tryout. She said she wasn't familiar with wrestling at all, let alone WWE, but was blown away by her experience there. PW Insider add, the Gabby Butler signing was in part spurred on by conversations that Butler has had with Stephanie McMahon at SummerSlam. Butler lives in Florida, so she'll be traveling to WWE Performance Center to train there periodically. Butler is still doing some cheerleading, touring, and performing, so that will continue to be a priority in the short-term future. Lots of people online I've seen talking about Gabby Butler believe that this could be one of the more intriguing signings to WWE's NIL system. And we could potentially have a major future star on our hands with someone like Gabby Butler. Time will very much tell. We've seen it going multiple ways from this point, haven't we? We certainly have. On the Cultaholic podcast feed right now, we take a look at Sting's WWE debut and the story that got us there. It was 8 years ago yesterday that Sting made a shocking appearance at Survivor Series 2014. It was a move that many never thought we would see happen, and I do a deep dive into the journey that Sting and the WWF and the WWE took to get to that moment. It is quite the story to tell. Do join me for that. It's on the Cultaholic podcast feed waiting for you right now. Check out 9 pitches for Survivor Series 2022 at youtube.com/cultaholic. The lads get together to throw out some ideas of what they would like to see happen at Survivor Series on Saturday night. You can join Andrew and Adam for predictions for Survivor Series. We've got live reactions as well on Saturday night on youtube.com/cultaholic/live. Then you'll have Jack with what happened at and the WTF moments from Survivor Series with Ross Tweddle as well. That's all coming up across the next couple of days at youtube.com/cultaholic. Join me at twitch.tv/cultaholic from 1:30 Greenwich Mean Time for a bit of Cultaholic Pro Wrestling. Let's power up 2K22 and let's see some of our favourite Cultaholic lads and others getting amongst it 2K22 style. We'll do that 1:30 Greenwich Mean Time at twitch.tv/cultaholic. And lest we forget, still got 50% off at cultaholicshop.com. The Black Friday sale is now on. 50% off everything. Wrestling buddies, t-shirts, posters, pins, stickers, hats, caps. When it's gone, it's gone. But it's 50% off until then. You don't need a voucher code. You don't need a discount code. Just whack it in your cart and it'll do it all for you. 50% off. It's the cultaholicshop.com Black Friday sale. And of course, for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. Anything I'm missing? Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, America. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.